More with Lars right now on FM News 101.
Well, you've probably heard that the government has decided to monkey with the economy even more than they already do. I mean, Ben Bernanke has been pumping literally $85 billion a month of crazy printed cash into the economy. And you might wonder, what's going to happen when they stop pumping that money in? And we just have inflation, or we have rising interest rates and things like that. Well, to get a perspective on this, I thought we'd bring on Chuck Price. Chuck is with Price Financial Group. Chuck, good to have you on the program.
Well, thank you, Lars.
Was this a smart policy to begin with, to have the government shoveling printed cash into the economy through these purchases by Bernanke and the Fed? I mean, did that make sense, and has it done any good?
It doesn't make economic sense without job creation. The problem in this country is we're printing money that we don't have, and we're not creating any jobs. The job rates have actually started going back up, the unemployment rate. And if we don't get jobs in this country, printing money is not going to solve the problem.
And in fact, doesn't printing money at some point over the long haul help to build the kind of bubbles that popped back in 08? Because I don't think I know beans about economics, not at the level you guys operate at. But it just seems to me that if the government runs around and artificially holds interest rates low, you know, saying we're going to prime the pump, we're going to get the economy going, and then, of course, we'll come off that policy, that you help make convince people to make financial decisions that they wouldn't otherwise at a higher interest rate or with less cash flowing around. But that means they go out and make decisions that look smart today in today's conditions that may look really terrible a year from now.
Oh, absolutely. One of the problems is, and I've heard you say it numerous times, if you keep telling the same lie over and over again, people start believing it.
Yep.
And they don't check reality. And what happened today is the last couple of days is a reality check, because the markets are telling you that Bernanke doesn't have an exit plan. He's changed 2-3 times now on his exit plan. One, he was going to wait till unemployment got to 6.55. The interesting thing is, in his talk that he gave, unemployment is currently 7.6. They actually increased the estimate on unemployment. They didn't decrease it. They increased it. Now, anybody with common sense knows if we don't get jobs and people don't spend money, the economy isn't going to grow. It's that simple.
Well, and I'm not even sure that 7.6 is real. Again, I'll admit to my economic ignorance, but if when Obama came into office, just to use that as a benchmark, not a deliberate slap at the president, if we had a certain number of people in the workforce, and now the total number of people in the workforce is down, and the percentage of them that are unemployed is also down, it doesn't mean that we've necessarily got ahead of the game because the total number of jobs is down. So that's what's run the percentage down, not the fact that we have more jobs.
Well, you're exactly correct. In fact, if you went back to 1996 when Bill Clinton changed the way you calculated inflation and also calculated unemployment, in today's real world, unemployment would be closer to 14.5.
That's insane. So we're really at European unemployment levels, and is this going to be the new normal where we just accept that we'll have a relatively smaller percentage of the population with jobs, and everyone else is just going to kind of ride along in the system, ride along in the wagon with a smaller number of people pulling? Because that doesn't sound healthy.
No, if we don't get some leaders that understand we have to create jobs in this country, not in the world, but in this country, and start taking care of the homeland and getting our country going, we're going to be screwed.
Well, and I was hearing yesterday some of these G8 meetings, overseas that the president has participated in. These other countries are saying, gosh, we're not sure we like the idea that the companies are finding ways to, you know, smart ways to legally avoid paying taxes by holding their money in a different country, say where they earned it, instead of bringing it home. So their suggestion is, the craziest of the suggestions, is that we effectively all adopt the same rate, or that all these different countries get into cahoots with each other and say, how can we chase down these people who aren't paying taxes and make them pay more? Well, that doesn't seem like a way to generate more jobs. It does seem like a way to fatten up government.
The scariest thing to me, and it ought to be to every single citizen of America, is that these crazy guys want a one-world government. And that's the last thing we need for our country, because we have something in this country everybody else wishes they had, and that's total freedom to succeed and freedom to fail. And if they can't keep trying to make us like Europe. I don't want that. I don't think anybody that lives here wants that. That's why we live here.